And the lovely Amanda Mthembu's in the house from Tops at Lifestyle, because it's the wine of the week. And today, Amanda, what have we got today?
Today we're doing a Bosman Generation 8 Chenin Blanc.
So what do we know about this delicious bottle of Chenin Blanc? Firstly, who is Bosman?
Bosman is a family of generational winemakers since 1810. So they've been doing wine for a pretty long time right now, and they're situated in Wellington, of which is actually known for being the best area for making nurseries for vines. So if you want to start a wine brand for yourself, you want to get yourself young vines, you just go to Wellington.
And that's where the story begins?
Yes, that's where the story begins.
Chenin Blanc, for those that are unfamiliar with the varietal, what are we talking?
Okay, so we're talking about a white varietal. Normally, you just get your flavors like, let's say, stone fruits. So think of some nectarines, some peaches, a bit of white plum as well. Sometimes also get a bit of pear, but it also depends on where the wine is actually situated.
Is it a sweet wine?
It is a dry wine, but you do get different styles. So you do get dry, you do get off dry, and nowadays you even get sparkling wines made out of Chenin Blanc.
Okay, so according to the information that I have, it's a blend. It's vegan friendly.
It is vegan
so
friendly.
So no beetles in the bottle.
No.
No. And it's naturally lower in alcohol.
Yes.
Apparently displays freshness due to its natural acidity.
Yes. It does.
So it's a light, fresh wine with loads of character and a lovely bouquet. Should we take maybe a sip and a splash and a twirl around and generally that sort of thing? You look at it and you, let's just have a slug and we'll come back on the other side and discuss it some more. Here we go. Was Walk the Dinosaur. Okay, so here we are, Amanda Mthembu and I, having a convivial chat and a lovely glass of Bosman Family Vineyard Chenin Blanc. It's a white wine that has a natural acidity and a freshness with low alcohol content, which means that you can enjoy this just about anywhere, anytime. I asked Amanda, is this something that you would pair with anything in particular? She says, you know what you people like to eat? I don't know. I say, what
we
do you mean you people?
We don't share the same kind of cuisine.
Are you talking about old guys like me that like to eat candy floss and chocolates before the show? Because I know I was interviewing the Sticky Fingers people earlier.
Red speckled beans.
No.
I eat dumplings. You don't eat that.
I do.
You eat dumplings.
I love
in winter, dumbolo, of course. I'm a dumbolo, yes. So it's like dishes that I'm familiar with. It's not dishes that you'll necessarily pair with a wine. Trust me, you'd fail dismally.
Okay.
I
think that there is an opportunity here to introduce cultural differences and wines to go with, because you know what, we've got such a marvelous cultural mix in this province.
Yes.
You know, at least we've got the three major players. Well, you've got the Zulu culture, you've got the Indian culture, and you've got traditionally the sort of British descendants and the Afrikaans descendants, and then all of the continentals and those that came. So, you know, that's a bit of a mix.
Yes.
But generally speaking, what a lovely melting pot. And each of those has in turn its own heritage of food. And to find wines that pair traditionally with some of the more popular dishes, like, what do you call ousu?
Ousu is tribe.
Yes. And now this would go nicely with that.
No, it wouldn't. Definitely a clashing pairing, Dave, I must say. It wouldn't go well at all.
Really?
At all.
Okay. All right. Well, how about... okay. Let's then say that possibly this would go well simply on its own at around sundown, with the sun setting gently in the west, and a couple of friends around of a summer's evening, or possibly an early winter's evening.
Yes.
Just convivial chatting, enjoying the beauty.
Yes,
of the
that
North
we can
Coast.
Do, because with the lower acidity, the freshness, the fruit, it just goes down so nicely.
There we go. Hey. Not a Shisanyama type of wine at all.
Well, not a Shisanyama. We'd have to do probably a Pinotage or a lighter Bordeaux style red blend for that.
Okay.
Something we can all relate to.
So come now, what would a traditional Zulu dish that you can think of, what would possibly pair with this?
Nothing at all, Dave. Trust me. When sommeliers and winemakers come together, trust me, it's going to be a really beautiful and nice challenging exercise to do this. But, yeah, we're going to have fun doing it, but, yeah, it's going to be not so easy.
What about the fruits of the forest? Hey, delicious harvest of traditional fruits
still,
and this beautiful wine.
Still, because you get madumbes, they get to be too dry, sometimes sweet.
How do you do a madumbe, by the way?
You just boil them, and that's
but
it.
But don't you then put butter or something to make it more... delicious, because they're delicious.
Traditionally, no. It's just your water and your salt.
Really?
And you just boil them.
I like them
it.
Like that. I must say, I like them. But I do enjoy them with a little bit of, especially butter. Like a you know, jacket potato with a...
What's a jacket potato?
A jacket potato. It's just a potato that isn't peeled. It's in its natural skin.
Okay.
It either can be boiled or roasted in tin foil. There it is.
Oh, okay.
And then you slice it down the middle and put a big dollop of butter.
That I love.
That is gorgeous.
That I love. With,
and
with the
I'm
lamb
telling
shank
you,
that I
would
really
go,
like.
Yeah, there you go. But now you want a red wine. I'm trying my best, but okay. There is no pleasing you, I can see. However, I would recommend. Is this wine on taste this weekend?
Definitely it is. Between 12 and 2 on Saturday and Sunday, yes.
And that's a Topsad Lifestyle.
Yes.
Where you will find Amanda. Are you on duty this weekend?
Yes, I am on duty.
And you'll be able to then engage her with her incredible knowledge of wine, and it is incredible. One of the sommelier at Topsad Lifestyle that really knows a lot about wine, and about food, and about culture and heritage. And tradition, and it's lovely to engage. So, hey, here's to you. I think this is a super. What does it retail for, by the way?
It's retailing for $109.99.
It's a steal.
Yes.
It's a steal. I'm telling you, you should go and buy a case, because this is a lovely wine. You'll enjoy it. If you're a white wine lover, you will enjoy it. If you're a red wine lover, you might become a white wine lover by just simply popping along to Topsad Lifestyle this weekend between 12 and 2 on a Saturday or Sunday, mm-hmm. where this Bosman Family Vineyards Chenin Blanc is going to be on available for tasting and for sale. And you've got that special competition going still.
Yes, the Hot Cabernet and Pierre Jolan competition.
Yes,
we're still having it running.
So all you got to do is buy a Pierre Jolan or a Hot Cabernet of any particular quantity. Your till slip is your entry. Your details on the till slip go into the box. When is the competition going to be drawn?
Soon. On the 30th of June.
So you've got
the last day when we're closing the competition.
And that is to win a kitchen appliance that is extraordinary. It's about 11,000.
More than 11,000.
14,000. I don't know how many thousand. It's a big prize.
It is a big prize.
And it would be lovely to congratulate you as the winner. So we'll be holding thumbs. And Amanda, thanks. We'll pop in again, or will you, on Thursday next with another wine of the week from Tops of Lifestyle.
All right, Steve, I'll see you soon. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. And the music continues on 88FM's afternoon show. This is Daft Punk, Something About Us.